to Thriving with a Chronic Illness. I am your host, Smiling Sonia, and I share ideas, tools, and strategies I've learned living with and recovering from recurrent viral meningitis. I've undergone mindset shifts that have helped me move from just living to striving with a chronic illness. I know what it's like to worry about taking extended sick leave or losing a job through chronic illness. I share how you can become financially stable with the peace of mind that you have enough money saved to prepare for those emergencies and cover future financial goals.
Good morning. Smiling Sonia here. It is Thursday, the 4th of February, 2021. I'm out walking, which of course you know I love doing. I might be able to walk for a bit longer this morning because I've not got an extra early appointment. I really wasn't sure what I was going to talk about today. And that's because a number of things were sort of bouncing about in my mind. And it's only just a few moments ago that the idea came. So I'm going to talk about being black, being female, being a lesbian with a chronic illness. If that makes sense. I'll explain why. But before, just to give you a bit of an update, in terms of my energy, this week, it's funny really, because I'll start to say that and then I'm just about to say, I think my energy levels have been quite good this week. And then I remember that yesterday, after finishing work and preparing my meal, and I go to bed. I've been eating my meals in bed. I have. And I actually went to sleep. Because I was so tired. Contradicting myself. So what is it that I... Maybe it's because the evenings this week I've been taking a nap in the evening. I've been allowing myself to lie in bed. I've turned the TV off and sort of allowed myself to go to sleep. I wake up again and I may do something or have a chat with somebody. But I have... So, see, I'm stuttering a bit here because what I'm realising, I guess, is that maybe one of the reasons I am feeling a little bit more okay during the day is because in the evening I'm literally just not doing anything and resting rather than maybe even, I've not even had my laptop out and surfing the net or anything like that. Yes, it's interesting. I shall continue to observe myself. I'm going to intentionally, I think I'm going to do a little diary. what do they call it? Time in motion. Is that an old fashioned term? When I've had it in previous, I think I've had it in this organisation as well, where they come round and you have to log all your activities. Maybe every 15 minutes you log what you're doing so that they can monitor or evaluate the tasks that you do during the day. And I think it might be useful. Maybe I could do it over a week. Log what I do in the evening, activity-wise, where I am, and what time I actually go to sleep. And then see how I feel the next day. Wow. Wow, I don't know where that came from. Because at the moment I'm not sure why some days I feel okay and other days I feel very tired and fatigued. I'm not sure. And just because as I started talking, I realised that last night I was feeling particularly tired. And I went to sleep. I asked Alexa to wake me up in like 3/4 of an hour. It must have been about 7:30. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, so that's something I'm going to do. I must remember to do it. So I'm going to do that. Yes. So maybe I'll create a spreadsheet for myself. I'm going to create a spreadsheet for myself and maybe start it on sort of Monday. Sunday night, I think, might be good. Start it on a Sunday night and do it for a week. Yes, I'll have to make sure I put it by my bed. Don't know whether I'll do it electronically or paper. We'll see. Right. The subject today. So, it's come about, I think, because yesterday, which was a good day for a number of reasons, the mentoring session, by the way, went very well. It was very enjoyable. That's what I love doing. If I could do that every day, all day, that's what I would do. So yesterday, Right. It's February in the UK, and it is LGBT+. And I know that it's also LGBTI, and there's a Q and plus. And I'm still getting to grips with it. So one of the things I do have to do for myself is I need to do a little bit more research so I'm current in the terms, so that when I talk about this again, I'm saying things in the correct way, because I do like to do that. So that's something for me to do. For now, I will say LGBT+. History Month. I have signed up to a few seminars that are being put on within the organisation I work for. I was unable to attend the opening sort of webinar, just because I had other commitments, work commitments. But I was able to attend the one yesterday, which I particularly wanted to attend because it was race and LGBT+. So it was about an hour and a half, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I learned so much from that meeting. The presenters, provided some information that, you know, some information that I know about, I to find out a bit more. And then there was an opportunity for people to make comments, share, and ask questions. And I just feel myself wanting to contribute in some way. I've written something and I've recorded it. And it's called, I think it's called Don't Make Assumptions, something like that. Don't Assume. Something. I've written it, I know. I can't remember the title. It's probably because I don't always give that title. So I've created something that I've recorded and it's a lived experience, really. Relating to myself and my sexuality. I am sharing it, that's my plan, sharing experience for our area. And I thought, well, I could mention this at this meeting that I attended yesterday, workshop, I think. So people were contributing, and I was a little bit anxious, I was, and then I put my hand up, you know, I pressed the button for my hand to go up, we're using Teams, and the person mentioned my name, and so I just unmuted myself, and I put my camera on, as you do, and I spoke, and I first of all just thanked the organisers and said that it was a good presentation. I learned a lot. And then I explained that I had written something about my own experience related to my experience in the organisation, dating back to when I first started back in 1996. And gave a sort of snippet, really. And the snippet really, I think the snippet really was, I was talking to my new recruits. I was talking to my new recruits and I said to them to make sure that they check, confirm people's pronouns. And, pronouns, of course, being that, you know, some people may want to be known as she or her or they or there. And so morning. And when I reflected, I thought, wow, how things have moved on. Here I am at the age of 58, 2021. Let's get the date right. 2021. Talking to a group of people about the use of pronouns. And how scared I was when I walked into the office for the first time in 1996, as a black female, and was prepared, really, to deal with racism and sexism. I didn't want to deal with it, but prepared to deal with the racism and sexism at that time, because I knew I was going to be the only black person in that team. And one of very few black people in the whole organisation in the county. And I just didn't want to have to deal with homophobia as well. So I kept my sexuality hidden. And I thought, wow, what can happen in about 30 years, eh? So I shared that, and one of the organisers said, oh, you know, it'd be nice if you want, if you could share that audio, you know. So I did. I sent them an email with the audio recording, and within an hour or so, got a response back saying the person really liked it, they found it powerful, can they share it more widely? And I said yes, because that's why I've recorded it. And this morning, I saw a message from one of the other sort of organisers, contributors, from sort of the black sort of section of this, sure, saying that she likes my contribution and has heard the audio, and can she share it with the group that really focuses on black issues, because she wants to raise awareness about protected characteristics and also wants to have a chat with me. It's like, wow. Wow. The other thing that happened yesterday as well was I was in a meeting, and one of my responsibilities in the organisation is to focus on the issues for women in terms of our female service users and resources, etc. And because I've been not well, I've kind of lost touch with what was going on, so it was a catch-up meeting with the other people involved. And during the meeting, I was advised that as it's International Women's Month next month, March, and the actual day, well, International Women's Day is the 8th, and obviously it's a month of events, etc. Okay, that was very odd. My phone just shut down mid-sentence. I thought it had run out of charge, but it rebooted itself and we started, and I've still got quite a lot of charge there, so I don't know what happened. So I'm going to have to splice this together with the first part. But I was saying that tasks to put on, create a sort of presentation. And I was asked if I could do one of my poem things. And because the theme this year is about challenge. Now, I didn't know the theme was challenge, because she said, oh, she mentioned the word challenge, and I thought, oh, okay. So I had a quick look up on the website and saw that the theme is about challenging the bias, gender bias, challenging inequality against women. And so in my head at the moment is creating something, writing something, whether a poem or a short sort of talk type thing, to be used at an event in March. And it will be the first time that I've done it, I'm doing something to order. That's strange. Yes. Doing something to order. I feel like a professional. So, as I was thinking this morning, I thought, here I am. I've just created something around the LGBT plus issues and shared something personal about my own I suppose, journey, part of my journey. Back in October, it was Black History Month, and I created something for that as well. And then here I am. I'm going to be creating something that relates to women's issues. And it got me thinking about, okay, right, here I am. I'm a black woman. I'm also a lesbian. I'm also someone who has a chronic illness, which means I have, when I'm looking out onto the world, my experience of the world is through that lens. And it's not just one, that lens is not just one dimensional, is it? There are these different parts to it. I was born a black person. I was born a woman. Now, the sexuality thing, I don't know whether I was born a lesbian. I didn't come out until I was in my early 20s. But I would say I knew there was something different about me. Before I was even 11, 12, before I hit double digits. How do I know that? I just know. I just know there was something different. And when I went into sort of secondary school, a girls' school, I just knew that the way that I looked at things was different to the other girls. And when the girls were talking about boys and all that stuff, it was very alien to me. It felt. So that's how I know. I could have been born with a condition which meant that I could have had to deal with a chronic illness from an early age. But for me, in terms of dealing with a chronic illness, that's something that's come much later on in life.
Hey, Smiling Sonia here, your host at Thriving with a Chronic Illness. Now be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on the next episode. Now, if you liked what you heard today, be sure to visit my website, smilingsonia.com. To learn more about how I can help you build an emergency fund.